So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening ahead of another local derby, this time away at Hyde United. Before we get to the Hyde game, let's touch upon the last local derby against Radcliffe. Jubilant scenes there, another victory, and the run continues.
Yeah, Ben, you know, 14 games unbeaten now. You know, a hotly contested game against Radcliffe. You know, I think it had everything, didn't it? You know, it had a little bit of spice from both dugouts. It had quality on the pitch. It had goals from Tundy. It had a hostile reception towards Tundy. I think it had everything. For us, our target was 3 points. You know, I think that's 4 times we've played Radcliffe this season. And they're yet to be victorious over us. Hopefully, we've seen the back of them, but you never know. You know, they could crop up again the playoffs again if we were successful and get there. But no, you know, listen, it was nice to win the game. I thought we were very professional, both on and off the field. And, you know, now we look forward to tomorrow's game.
4 points off top spot. I know we're 4 points off top spot on New Year's Day, but we're now only 1 point behind the team in second. That's Lancaster City. It's starting to really hot up at the top of the table. It's a good place to be as we head into 2020.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Ben, there's absolutely no pressure on us whatsoever. I think Southfields may feel the pressure a little bit with the, you know, astronomical spend. You know, they're fancied by everybody to win the league, and Lancaster started really well, and you know, they've dipped off in the last 5 games. So, you know, we're happy to let other teams feel the pressure, and you know, like the Southfields, so they should. You know, they've got to feel the pressure, and you know, I know Graham Fenton and Lee Picton, but you know, they'll be expected to win this league. For us as FC, we just have a point sort in mind every game, and you know, it's great to be third. You know, but we could quickly, you know, slip to seventh or eighth if you don't win. But you know, our target is very much focused on finishing the top 10 and keeping up 1.5 points per game. And you know, if we surpass that, then brilliant. And let the other teams feel the pressure. You know, as for us, we're thoroughly enjoying being third. We're enjoying, you know, on a 14 game unbeaten run. I think, what is it, 3 defeats in 27, 28 games. It's amazing. And you know, last defeat on October the 15th. But you know, things can change quickly. And you know, that could change tomorrow. It could change next week. But as the manager, you know, you enjoy your weekends when you're not losing, and when you're winning or you're drawing games. And I mean, we're going to continue it. We've got a really good feeling in the squad, and you know, we're going to take that into tomorrow's game.
Obviously, a big game tomorrow against Hyde United, and obviously Hyde United was one of those rare defeats this season. We have obviously played them in a cup competition since at Ewen Fields, but a big game tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, you know, the second game of the season against Hyde, we had 81% possession to their 19. I think it was recorded 570 odd passes to their 200. But at the end of the game, it was, you know, they won the game 2-1, and then, you know, that took us into the next defeat against Scarborough. People started, you know, questioning or doubting the players, but then they came back. You know, they bounced back tremendously well. You know, we went to Hyde in the cup, and the Manchester Cup on a really good run of form, and we won 3-0. Even though it could have been different if Cam didn't make the save off the penalty. So we know that it's going to be a real difficult game tomorrow. They've got the likes of Jamal Crawford, Chris Sharp, Tom Dean, all ex-FC United players who are going to want to prove a point. They've just signed Connie Hughes from Ashton. You know, they're a side that's on the up, so we're going to have to be at our very best. You know, I heard a complimentary interview from the manager, Dave, this week on YouTube, saying that, you know, we're putting Starfield are the best footballing teams in the division. But, you know, it's nice to hear. But, you know, for us, it's just very much focused on getting something from the Hyde game tomorrow. And then once we get the Hyde game out of the way, we can then look forward to the week after. But, you know, we're very much focused on tomorrow's game.
Some squad news heading into tomorrow's match. Georgie Sikora has gone back to Bradford, but only temporarily to take part in the FA Youth Cup.
Yeah, they've got a huge FA Youth Cup game against Chelsea next week. I spoke to the manager, spoke to the youth team coach, and you know, this was always going to be an agreement. Georgie's got a big game against Chelsea, so he's going to go back and join the squad. But after the trophy game, he's going to be available again. And you know, they're really impressed with what FC United do and assessed up. So Georgie will come back to us.
One player who's not leaving at the moment is Alex Curran, who's had another loan extension. Obviously, we've said it every month. It's been extended now. It's welcome news every time.
Do you know what, Ben? You know, I spoke to Alex after the Ashton game, and I just thought he'd play within himself. And you know, he had a conversation with the manager Jim Gannon at Stockport, and Jim said he was recalling the loan players in January. And I think Alex thought that was his last game for FC United, and play within himself. And you know, I spoke to Jim and I spoke to Alex, and And Alex is loving his time at FC United. Obviously, desperately wanted to get into the first team at Stockport. And, you know, that position is not available at the minute. And I didn't want to go back. And when I was able to speak to Jim and say, can we keep him for another month? Alex jumps at the opportunity. Stockport said, you know, great times for him. And Alex is staying with us. And he's a wonderful player. We've got to get him back up to full match fitness. We're still not at yet. But he's a great talent. So for us, or for me as a manager, for us as a club, it's a, you know, it's an extraordinary signing, and we're looking forward to having him till February.
And he continues to join the ranks of quality attacking midfielders that we've got in the squad. Regan Linney was player of the month for December. Well and truly deserved, I feel.
Yeah, listen, Regan's a special talent. You know, I found him at Bamber Bridge and nurtured him, and you know, he's one of the players that needs nurturing. I needed to take him out of his shell. I think we're getting to that stage now. He's turned in wonderful performances. You know, he's been awarded or rewarded a contract at FC United, and he fully deserves that. You know, his performances have been consistent. He's hitting 8, 9 and 10 out a week. But, you know, to have the likes of Regan Linney, join Luke Griffiths, join Tony Olarby on a contract just shows the intent of the club. And, you know, we want our best players to stick around the club. And I've no doubt that he won't be the last contract player. You know, I'm sure there'll be more of them. But for us, it's important that we rebuild this side and, you know, we keep our best players here for the next 2, 3, 4 years. And Regan certainly fits into that bracket.
And elsewhere, when it comes to the squad, one question which I saw on the forum was just about the squad. We've got so many talented players, not just in the starting 11, but also on the substitutes bench. Very, very competitive to get in the squad at the moment. I mean, how are you juggling things?
I mean, it's hard, Ben. You know, we're not a club that's blessed with many contracted players. So, you know, for me, I've got to try and rotate the best I can do. The team have been on an unbelievable record at the minute. And it's harder. People got slightly frustrated. Behind the scenes, Warrington Town have put 7 days in on Jordan Buckley. Hyde United have put 7 days in on Ash Young. And for me, going into tomorrow's game, I feel that while the players are still undecided on what they want to do, leaning towards maybe leaving the club, it's unfair for me to take or use that place for somebody else. So I'm leaving Ash out tomorrow. I'm leaving Jordan out tomorrow, and you know, let them make the decision. But if their futures don't like FC United, I'd like to thank them for the time. We desperately want to keep hold of both of them, but you know, finances are limited, and you know, I can't guarantee them playing time. So I'll let them make the decision, but as for tomorrow's game, we're going into the game without both of them in the squad.
Final thought then, Neil, just on tomorrow's game. Everyone's having a ball at the moment when it comes to on the terraces, that's for sure. And that's brilliant as we head into 2020, isn't it?
I mean, to use your term, Ben, you know, the giddyometer.
He listens.
Yeah, it's rapidly gathering momentum, and you know, we're not getting giddy on the sidelines, but it is nice to see people having fun and songs and, you know, the togetherness being generated. Breaking 2,000 on New Year's Day, he's special for me personally. I think it's special for the club to get that back to that fan base as well. And, you know, we're just taking every game as it comes, but, you know, when we took, 1,200 to Ashton last week, hopefully we'll take another 1,000 plus to Hyde tomorrow. And we're doing everything we can to win the game and continue that, continue the journey with the FC United faithful, and hopefully good quarter final tomorrow. We're celebrating again.